Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. And yeah, I sound like I'm in a pretty good mood. Let me figure it out. 5:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2:36 a.m. on the wrong coast. So let's talk about yesterday. I don't want to talk about yesterday. I hate baseball. I am ready for the All-Star break. And I don't know that I normally say that, but I am. I'm ready for the All-Star break. It's driving me wild. Yesterday, I personally thought we had some really good picks. I thought that because I waited just a little bit, that I got some really good, I thought, over and under numbers. Yeah, I got some really good ones. Because we pushed on three games. We lost one game by 1 point. And we had it on the run line, because I'm an idiot. We ended up 8-12 and 3 ties. If those 3 ties come in, you know, we're 11-12. And then if, yes, I know the old story about ifs. Something about if only counts with hand grenades and horseshoes. Still allowed to say that? Can you? I know people don't throw hand grenades anymore, but anyway. So overall, yesterday we were 13-17 losses, and 3 ties. And I'll be honest with you, I flipped around a little bit, but once AEW, that is pro wrestling, their Road Rager started, I pretty much stayed there. Now, I flipped during commercials, and there were 2, maybe 3 times I got a little bored that I quickly flipped over. Just wanted to kind of see what was happening. But I really enjoyed last night because I got to see Montreal and Tampa Bay. You guys knew I was rooting for Tampa Bay. Yeah. Tampa Bay wins 1-0. You heard me right. Tampa Bay wins 1-0. Well, instead of doing the juice and winning a little amount of money on the money line, no, I couldn't do that. I took the run line, and I expected Montreal to score at least 2 goals. I expected Tampa to probably score 3 or 4. I thought it was going over. It was 1-0. I was like, I can't believe this, because I kept flipping over there to see, and it just ended up being crazy. So we're sitting at Thursday. We're down 3 games. And let me look. We're down 6.25 units. And I just want to bang my head. So this has got to be Comeback Thursday. Because right now, on a weekly record, we're sitting at 53 and 56 losses with 4 ties. It's ridiculous that you can have a tie. But anyway, so today, there's not really a large slate of games We've got 27 picks in three sports. And you know, one of them is the NBA Finals. So let's just start there. It's 9 o'clock tonight. Milwaukee is at Phoenix. Phoenix is leading the series 1-0. You know, I didn't watch the game live. I'll just be real honest with you. I was watching some highlights. I was definitely watching the alerts. I did not expect Giannis to play that long and that well. He played, I think, 35 minutes. But the whole entire time when I watched it from my DVR, being a basketball coach, I was like, what are they doing on their screens? They were going under on the screens. And some of them looked confused on whether they were going to switch or they weren't going to switch. And I was like, you know, this can be fixed by a timeout. You can call a timeout and say, don't go under the screens, go over top, or when they should or should not switch, so that they crystal clear have it in their head. Now, if that doesn't work, he had halftime coming up. So I'm watching this the whole entire game. Chris Paul is eating them alive on this. And I was like, that's why you got beat. You couldn't upset Phoenix at home to take away their home court advantage because you can't make changes, which I think is unlike, you know, Milwaukee. So I have to go back. You know, you hear a lot of coaches say the biggest changes you make in your team is from the first game to the second game. And, you know, I coach middle school and high school. That is true. That's completely true. Especially if you lose that first game, because you've got their attention now. So I really look for Milwaukee to have some major defensive changes. I think Phoenix wasn't ready for Giannis. I think they thought he was basically dying and that he wasn't going to play. I mean, there were all these rumors he had torn his ACL. He was saying stuff like, I hope I'm not out all of next season. He comes out bouncing around because, I mean, I watched the first part of the game just to see if he was in the warm-up line or if he was going to be in the starting lineup. And I kept getting alerts when he's scoring. And I was like, this is unbelievable. So I can understand why Phoenix wasn't ready. However, Milwaukee, in order for them to get ahead, they need to win this game tonight to take away home court advantage. They have to fix their defense. They have to make adjustments and changes. And they have to be watching during the game to make adjustments as needed. Giannis, next day after he played, said he had no problems, no hurting, nothing. He was getting treatment, but he was fine. He's probably going to play tonight. They're probably going to need him to play more minutes, which is a little scary situation, I think. I am going to throw this out there. I'm not betting it. It's not an official play, and I haven't bet it. If I do choose to bet it, then I'll throw it up on Twitter. But I have not bet it. It's very tempting for me, so it may be very tempting for you. player prop you may want to look at. They've got Giannis at certain sports books. The over-under on his points is 26. Yes, I still have a cough. No, I don't have COVID. He averages, I think, 30 or 31 a game. And I know that they've got it low right now because he may not play, or he may not play as many minutes, or, you know, they may come out today and say his leg swelled up as big as a car and he's not playing. But you may want to take a flyer on that. That's giving you 4 points to play with. That's a pretty big deal when you're doing player props. That, like I said, that's on the down low. That's not an official play. Our official plays. I'm taking Phoenix. I'm taking Phoenix minus the 5.5 points at minus 110. And I know. If Milwaukee gets their defense adjustments correct and they gel on defense, then the point total should go down. I think the point total over under was 219. But I think in the game they actually hit 225 or 226, if I'm remembering correctly. Guys, I'm going to be real honest with you. I think Milwaukee can shut down one, but not both, when it comes to Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And so, somebody's going off. And if they switch up and focus on the player with the hot hand, then I look for the other one to start going off. And if they play the defense of scheme that they played the last game, they're both going off. I'm going over 219.5. They just added a half point. They're playing in Phoenix like they were the other night. They've got it at minus 110 right now. I made my bets about, I'm trying to figure it out. So, probably about 4:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, guys, you know, I feel pretty good about these NBA bets. If Phoenix goes into Milwaukee 2-0 and they upset Milwaukee at Milwaukee, series is over. So this needs to be the turning point if Milwaukee's going to get back into this. I just don't think they do it, though. I really don't. And I think the reason why is because they did not switch up their defensive scheme the entire game. I mean, I can understand if you're into the first quarter, you're watching Giannis to see if he can move, if he's going to score, if he can't. You're watching how everybody is handling transition defense. Are they hitting the boards? Are they doing what you tell them to? But that's why you have assistant coaches, to notice things. But at least at halftime, when you check your stats, and especially your defensive stats, it should have been glaring. I've got to make an adjustment. They didn't. It cost them the game, and that really makes me doubt them completely now. Anyway, let's go on to baseball. We've got 21 picks in baseball, starting at 12:10. You got the Dodgers at Miami. Yes, I know. I blew it. Miami, picking Miami. Today, because they're playing at 12:10, I was leaning toward possibly going towards Miami. just because that would make the Dodgers starting play at 9:10 on their time. And most baseball players arrive 2 to 4 hours ahead of time. So if you arrive 2 hours ahead of time, you're actually arriving like at 7 o'clock in the morning. If you're there 4 hours ahead of time, you're arriving at 5 a.m. in the morning, West Coast time. You have to get up and eat and all that. So their body is not used to it. And then I kept thinking, I don't think it's going to make a difference with the Dodgers. Not with their pitching staff. Their, you know, lineup has been hitting the ball fairly well. They hit Miami fairly well yesterday. I'm going to go with the Dodgers on the run line. Yes, I know the run line killed me yesterday. Do not say it. But anyway, I'm going to go with the Dodgers on the run line. They got to beat Miami by two or more at plus 110. It's very rare you get the Dodgers plus money, period. I think they go over 7.5. They're playing at noon. They're in Miami. The weather in Miami is supposed to be better than everywhere else in Florida. They're still dealing with some after effects of the tropical storm. But I think they go over 7.5 runs at minus 105. I think these teams kind of loosen up and have fun today. 2:10. You've got the Oakland A's visiting Houston. I don't know why at home I don't just have an automatic where I bet Houston. I'm taking Houston on the run line, minus 1.5 runs at plus 120 to beat the Oakland A's by two or more. But I think this game stays under 9 at minus 120. The 3:40 game, Colorado has wandered away from their stadium. They're playing at Arizona. Guys, I think this is going to be a little bit of a hit-a-thon. And I hope Colorado can keep up. I think they will against Arizona. I'm taking Colorado on the money line at plus 120. And I'm betting both teams go over 9.5 minus 105. 4:10. I picked Seattle for the shocking upset yesterday because I just thought with the two series that the Yankees were coming off of, as far as playing the Red Sox and then having to turn around, play the Mets. One of their games got postponed. I thought that they would have trouble with Seattle. Today, I don't remotely think that. I'm taking the Yankees on the run line, minus 1.5, plus 110. And I think we go over 8.5 runs at minus 115. Then we start into the evening slate with Toronto at Baltimore at 7:05. We're taking Toronto on the run line, minus 145. We're saying that both teams are going to stay under 11 at minus 115. We've got two games at 7:10. We've got Kansas City going to Cleveland. I don't need to talk about Kansas City anymore and get my blood pressure up any more than it already is about baseball. But we're going to take Cleveland on the money line just to beat Kansas City at minus 135. And I think both teams go over the 9 at minus 105. Last 7:10 game is Pittsburgh versus the New York Mets. They're playing at the Mets. as I'm taking the Mets on the run line. They're playing Pittsburgh. They should be able to handle this and beat Pittsburgh by two or more. So we're taking the Mets minus 1.5 runs, plus 108. And I don't think that there are a lot of runs scored. I think there may be some weather issues. When I looked at the weather this morning for the different sites that were having games, the Mets did not stand out that it will rain. But they have a chance of rain. They have a chance of wind. So if you're betting this one late, you're going to have an advantage. Check the weather. Check the wind. So because I think there's going to be a little bit of weather, I'm taking the under 7.5 at minus 120. 8:05, we've got Philadelphia going to the Chicago Cubs. There were no over and under numbers on the four sports books I checked. So the only play we're making in this particular game is that Philadelphia is going to win on the money line, and I got it at minus 105. We've got two games at 8:10. The first one, Cincinnati versus Milwaukee. I'm taking Milwaukee all day. I think they will play better than their basketball team. So I'm going to take them on the money line at minus 115. And I think both these teams hit the ball well and run the bases well. So we're going to go with over 8.5 runs at plus 105. At 8:10, we've got Detroit at Minnesota. You know, I've been dogging Detroit. They're not horrible. The Twins have fell off a little bit. The numbers are showing that the Detroit is getting better as far as running the bases, getting on the bases, seeing the ball better. Their pitchers are getting some help from their defense. I don't know necessarily that their pitchers are even close to being on target, but we're still going to take Detroit. Money line plus 115. But because both pitching staffs not real sure of, I think we go over 9.5 at minus 110. And then the last game of the night in baseball starts at 9:10, and it is the Washington Nationals versus San Diego. Yes, I took San Diego on the run line last night, and they killed me. But we're coming back with the Padres again, but we're doing it on the money line. I'm taking the juice, minus 145, and I think this goes over plus 105. Now, to go ahead and answer some questions. Yes, I took a lot of overs today. I think it is starting to catch up due to the officials checking pitchers. I think it is starting to affect them. I think teams are hitting 15 runs. Wasn't it yesterday or was it the day before that the score of one game was 15-10? That's why I'm taking overs. A lot of times pitchers are getting frustrated. Starting pitchers are getting frustrated because they're not allowed to use the substances. And therefore, they're getting hit a lot. They're getting taken out. So teams are going to their bullpens earlier. Well, as we know, about half of Major League Baseball does not have consistently good bullpens. And people are just walking it. And so that's why we're going over. One person wrote in and said, are you choosing run lines? to try to get ahead money-wise. I answered them back yesterday, but I want to answer everybody. No, I'm not chasing, trying to double my money or trying to chase everything. If I was, excuse me, then you would have saw everything plus money. You know, the San Diego game I just picked was minus 145. I could have picked them on the run line and probably got plus money, but I don't know for sure that they'll beat the Nationals by two or more. And that's the thing. Why am I picking so many run lines? Because you've got a team that's just past Tampa Bay for the division lead in Toronto. They're playing Baltimore. Should they not beat Baltimore by more than two? Don't look at any numbers. Just think about that in your head. The division leader, should they not beat one of the last place teams in, you know, the American League by more than two? Same thing, the Yankees. Yes, I know that they have had their roller coaster up and down. They're taking on Seattle. Should the Yankees not beat Seattle by more than two? That's why I'm taking run lines. It's because of the matchups. It has nothing to do with me trying to get ahead on units. Let's go to the four picks we've got in ML Soccer. Yesterday, England, they did us a big favor. And so, I think it is Sunday. Do not hold me to that. I think it is Sunday that England plays Italy. And I'm really going to have to research that game. I want to say I'm going to lean Italy because of their depth that I keep telling you guys about. However, England is on a hot streak and they're on a roll. But will it continue? So that's what I'm going to be doing part of today when I get home. I have a block of time where I'm researching it. And then I have a block of time set out tomorrow morning. And then, see, that's what makes me think the game's on Sunday. I do have a block of time on Saturday. Because I need to get into that. And I don't know soccer well enough to say, oh, you know, Italy's going to win. Like some of these people. So, let's get into Major League Soccer. That's American soccer. Played in America. At 8 o'clock, you've got the New York Red Bulls taking on Philadelphia. Guys, you know, I bet against the New York Red Bulls, what was it, 3 days ago? I thought they looked pretty decent. I don't like Philadelphia. I have told you guys, I think, that before. I don't like the style they play. If you want to hustle and be aggressive and push a little bit and take balls and all that, I'm all for it. But when you're cutting in front of people so they'll trip you on purpose or they'll shove you down on purpose or stuff like that, that appeared to me what Philadelphia was doing. And I don't like that or condone that kind of play. So I'm going to take, both teams are plus money. I need to make sure that I definitely tell you guys that. Both teams are plus money, so if you pick the correct team that's going to win, you're going to get plus money. I'm taking the Red Bulls at plus 120 on the money line for them just to beat Philadelphia. I am going to go over 2.5 goals on both these games. At minus 135 for this game. I know that's a little bit high on the juice. Wait until you see the next game. But I do think when I watched the Red Bulls the other night when I bet on them, I think they have some holes in their defense. And I know Philadelphia does. So I think both teams take advantage of that. And we see maybe a... I think we see like a two... Yeah, I think we see a two-point advantage. I think we see a 3-2 game. Or a 4-2 game or something like that. I don't know. Next game, 8:30. Nashville is taking on Atlanta. I'm taking Nashville. On the money line. Hold your hearts. At -187. Yes, I think if I would have waited till this evening, I hope I would have gotten lower juice. I think it'll settle right around probably -140, -135. But I need to make my bets to make them official before I do the podcast. And since the first baseball game was at noon, I decided, hey, we're doing this. So, Nashville money line -187. I encourage you guys to bet that a little bit later. Watch the numbers on it. And if they start going down, you may want to hit it. And like I already said, I'm taking over 2.5 goals at -105. So that is our 27 bets for Thursday, June 8th. If you guys have any questions, comments, problems, or protests, please write me at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. Let me know what they are. I will do my best to get back to you as soon as possible. Overtime Daily is my Twitter handle. Overtime Daily. So you can hit me up on Twitter. As always, since we've got 27 picks, I want to tell you guys to bet responsibly. Don't bet more than you can afford. Make sure that if you think you have a gambling problem, or someone close to you thinks you have a gambling problem, guys, that you are taking care of that by stopping. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly so they can get you appropriate referrals that will give you the help, guidance, and support that you need. As always, I want to wish you guys the best of luck on whatever you are betting today. Even if you're betting against me, I still wish you the best of luck. Guys, do not forget, golf starts this morning. I think tee time is 7:25 or 7:35. We're rooting for our 10 guys that we made bets on yesterday. And I am hoping... I don't think it'll be today. I think it'll be tomorrow. To get out the UFC 264, I believe. It's McGregor Poitier fight night out tomorrow. Let's see if I do it. But anyway, we're going to do that and make sure we get that out, because this is a big fight weekend also. So I will talk to you guys soon. And I'll see you down the road.